Right. I've got three pictures for you to look at this morning. I'm going to put them up on the screen. Now, the first one is already up. Now, you might think that's a strange picture, but that's darkness. Mm. That's as dark as dark could be, apart from the reflection. Something which is very hard to create. I know in your bedroom you can think you're going into darkness to go to sleep, but there's always that little bit of a light. To be in a really dark space, all you would see is nothing. It would be black. It would be completely dark. Have you ever been in space up there? Probably not. I don't think we've got any astronauts here. Or retired astronauts. But it's something that amazes me when I see pictures from Spain, particularly looking down on Earth. I think that's a wonderful vision to see. I think of how God looks on us from heaven. To think of heaven being above. And so this is the kind of picture that I get of God looking down on us. You see these pictures of spy satellites being able to zoom in. And then zoom in again. And then zoom in again. And suddenly they're looking in your back garden. And they can see you. Is this how God can picture us? When he thinks, how's Stephen doing today? Zoom, zoom, zoom. Oh yeah, he's alright. Is this how God looks on us? I'll put the next picture up. So this is a distance shot of the Earth from space. I think that's wonderful. Some of us might be able to recognise certain continents. They might be able to recognise certain countries. I don't know how good your geography is. They might even be able to recognise home, or at least close to home, about there. God has all this in his hands. God has all this in his focus. This reminds me of something in Scripture. This reminds me of how God can make a difference to each of us. We sometimes see at the church in evening time, particularly when we're doing the little bit of worship for children, a song which goes something like, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Quite a popular choice for the children's worship. But that means a lot to each one of us. We are all God's light. We're all here to shine for our Lord. So this then got my brain thinking. What does that look like to God? Well, I've got another little picture. Now this is the earth taken from above again, but the picture's been flattened out. This is taken at night. This shows the continents, the countries, just the same. There's something different on this picture. On this picture, at night, the lights are in the vision. All the electric lights that are put on at night suddenly appear in the night sky. Now this is something we don't normally see. But from this picture, we can see this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Is this what God sees when he looks down at you and me? Are we radiating God's light? In Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2, it says these words, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises up upon you." See, the darkness covers the earth, and the thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. This morning, it's light outside already. But this morning, I want to ask you, have you turned your light on? You might think that's a strange thing to do. Daylight, don't need to turn the lights on, although the lights are on in here. This morning I want you to turn your God light on. This morning, by turning that God light on, it allows him to do his stuff, to make that difference. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Have we made that difference this morning? If God looks down on us now, is our reflection shining back up at him? What's the picture like without God? Think about that one this morning. What's the picture like without God? Is that what God's looking at this morning? Have you arisen and all he sees is darkness. It's not a very nice picture. It's not something you could write a lot about. It's not something you could talk a lot about. In this scripture that I've read out, it says, see the darkness covers the earth, and the thick darkness is over the peoples. That scripture would have just ended there. That's what God has been looking at this morning. It doesn't just end there. The last part of that verse says that the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. And then the light shines forth. The difference is made. We can't just vegetate, be mundane, just do the day to day and live in that darkness. But in this scripture, it can change. And just like in the dawning of the day, the glory of God, the glory of our Lord, can rise in you and in me. I like to look at words. And I've got a word for this morning for you to remember. This difference, by turning that light on in your life, is your effervescence. What makes the difference? I've got some vitamin C tablets I've been taking. You might have heard of them, like the light Barocca kind of thing. Have one in the morning. And it's like having a steridant for your teeth. You pop it in your glass and it fizzes up like magic. This morning and every morning, that same vibrance can shine in your lives. That effervescence, that light. What is God looking at this morning when he looks down on his people? Is that light on?